This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Honf of Pacific Private Money and Patty Cohen of Pacific Union International. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate, which, by the way, Christmas is coming up. That'd be a great gift to give to somebody.
Great
gift. It's worth a lot.
And I know how you love to look tan during the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. I like to look tan, yeah. And that certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. This week's theme is general trivia, but it's going to be easier this time, all right? We want everyone to win.
Last show again.
Yeah, well, you did okay.
Yeah, one out of three.
There you go. And by the way, hope everyone had a very nice Thanksgiving and did lots of shopping
still
on
stuffed.
Black Friday.
Oh, boy.
It's free, almost free.
There's some ripoffs, but there's some good deals. I hope they bought the right stuff.
So I want to know about this, for my wife, Black Friday is like 365 days a year with Amazon. I mean, do you really think Black Friday is indicative about the whole, retail market and how healthy the retail market is anymore?
Not anymore. I don't think so now because of Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, my credit card had over 50 transactions just from Amazon. Now, some of that was, $5 here and $10 here.
Right. Yeah. Streaming a movie.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And a lot of times we get stuff like soaps and stuff.
Yeah, I do.
So we don't
everything.
Have to.
And now there's Sunday delivery because the U.S. Postal Service will come drop on your doorstep on a Sunday. So 7 days a week you can get deliveries.
And then tomorrow is Cyber Monday. I mean, it's basically our culture is consumerism. And every week there's a new sale. I mean, Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, Mother's Day, Father's Day,
Well, and I'm a conservationist, not an environmentalist, but a conservationist. And it's hard for me because there's some stuff that when I need something, it's just so much easier just to buy it new and just throw out the old rather than, should I try to fix this one or,
Yeah. Well, if you look at taking into account inflation, if you look at consumer goods and how like the cost of a toaster, when you mm-hmm. factor in appreciate
compared to 30 years ago, relatively speaking, it's almost free.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's almost
like
the same
TV.
Cost.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, toaster years and years ago, 50 years ago, was probably $10. That was expensive.
Yeah.
A toaster today, you can get a toaster today for $10. Yeah. But it doesn't last. It's plastic.
Well, that's true. And the toast doesn't taste as good. My toast is 30 years old. It don't taste so good right now.
The whole Cyber Monday and Black Friday, I think this year for the first time, it kind of blended together because Amazon was now having or had Black Friday sales, as did a lot of other online companies. So there's really not this differentiation anymore between Black Friday,
which is
you get up at, the middle of the night and go stand in line at Walmart versus, hey, there's all these great prices you can buy online as well. And then the Cyber Monday, I think that's just kind of adding icing to the cake if you're an online retailer, because you could say, oh, but if you missed, our Black Friday specials, here's our Cyber Monday specials.
That's a good point. I wonder how many people are going to, wait in the middle of the night.
And Thanksgiving, that's the big controversy. It's not even at night anymore. It's like 9 o'clock Thanksgiving night.
I wonder if places like Walmart or other what they call brick and mortar places are going to have an extra special sale because of stuff like Amazon.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So here's, we are a consumer society. So what's a good thing to buy right now and what's not? Because everybody's trying to say, hey, this is the time to buy this. But I'll tell you, this is my list of what's good to buy now and what's not.
Okay.
So buy your major appliances. I don't know what you guys did on Black Friday, but here it is for Cyber Monday. Major appliances like refrigerator, oven, dishwasher, they are Black Friday, Cyber Monday specialty. Like right now, it is a good time.
Okay.
But watch it. There's apps where you can see what things were for the last 30 days and all that.
Okay.
Don't buy smaller appliances. There's no incentive to, a blender or a toaster,
Because they're always cheap.
Yeah, they're always cheap.
Yeah, and I guess the big real retailers, you know, big refrigerators and stuff like that, they're kind of hard to move. So yeah. Maybe that's the reason. Okay.
Yeah. And then smart home devices, that's like the thing for this year. I mean, last year was Alexa and all that. But anything smart home is a good deal and a good gift.
You know, I was watching Shark Tank last week, and they had a guy on there who did not get a deal. But Richard Branson from Virgin America had seen the show and contacted the guy. And what it had to do with was basically a special kind of lock where it also, from your phone, you can kind of see who's at the door and that sort of thing. His company is doing so well now, it's worth $1 billion.
Are you talking about Ring.com?
That's awesome.
Ring, yes.
Ring.com.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That is a big deal. Big deal.
I couldn't believe that. And he didn't get a deal. That's amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, that's been around a couple of years, and I've got one. One thing, by the way, sellers out there, if you're thinking about selling your home and buyers out there, be very careful, because sellers are looking at those Ring.com. And I had a seller who sent me, every single time somebody was at their front door, they sent me the video of the agent and the buyer talking and saying, like, who would plant a palm tree there? And this house seems overpriced.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Be careful. Snooping. And that's just at the front door with Ring.com. But then the Alexa and all that, there's devices in people's houses. So when you start talking about, you know, you love it, let's make an offer, or how tacky is that? Be careful.
Wow. Wow, you know what? I didn't think about that. That's a really good point. You know, like I could just imagine the agent telling the potential buyer, "Look, don't get so over anxious."
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
You give your hand away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or the listing agent is saying this is overpriced.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Seller is watching. And someone said, "Well, is that legal?" I'm like, "Yeah, you're in their home."
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the seller, him or herself, saying, "Listen, I got to sell this thing in 30 days. Get whatever you can." Right.
Yeah. Well, so far they're the only one watching, so that's good.
That's true. Theoretically, should know that. Okay. Tell you, we're going to cut to our first commercial break here. First trivia question. Again, we're talking general theater, general questions, so we're trivia, so we're all over the map. This one happens to be television. Who played the role of Dr. Frasier Crane in the TV show Frasier? Who was the actor? That's the question. All right. The first caller with the correct answer is going to win that free 5-pack tanning certificate. Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. Who played the role of Dr. Frasier Crane in the TV show Frasier? That was an easy one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, is this a trick question?
No. We wanted to give an easy one this time, all right?
Okay.
So that's our question. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Patty Cohen. First trivia question. Oh, they said it was an easy one. Who played the role of Dr. Frasier Crane in the TV show Frasier?
Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah,
very
good. Just remember that name. That's a hard name to remember, but
that's true. Kelsey, yeah, I don't know how many Kelseys I know, especially men.
Male. Yeah.
When I was growing my beard, people told me I looked like Kelsey
Grammer. Yes, you did.
You kind of do.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Except I have more hair.
Just a little bit.
And younger.
And younger, that's true. Mark, take it away.
So there was an interesting quote in the San Francisco Business Times this past weekend. And when I first read it, I thought that it was a quote from someone from like the California Association of Realtors or maybe even the National Association of Realtors. Listen to this quote. A renter who saves for another year to reach a larger down payment may find that the home they love today is outside their budget a year from now. And that's a quote from a name I can't pronounce, Svenja. She's Zillow's chief economist, advising prospective Bay Area first-time buyers to purchase a home now, well, assuming that they can. Real estate information company Zillow expects Bay Area home prices to rise in the next year. Going back to what I thought when I first read this, I thought, oh, you know, it's one of those self-serving, yeah, you know, realtor or someone who represents the Association of Realtors saying, buy now, it's always better to buy now, of course. But this is the chief economist for Zillow. Now, I know from the reading that I've done and the listening that I've done that most people don't expect it to turn from a seller's market to a buyer's market in 2018. In fact, most people expect 2018 to look a lot like 2017. Mm. But Patty, what do you think about that quote?
Well, you know, I just happened to have attended a Pacific Union, a John Burns, at the San Francisco Jazz Center.
Oh, right, John Burns.
Yeah. And it was his predictions along with our in-house economists. Mm. And although he said it's the rate of appreciation will be slowing.
Slowing, yes.
Look to 2020 to where things really just kind of slow down a lot.
I wonder how they could predict that far in advance.
Well, they don't. Exactly. Here's the thing.
But his main point is that it still will be higher than it is today.
Yeah.
So that means, you know, and it's been kind of dicey, like what's really happening. But everyone's saying, you know, 2018, 2019, look for modest appreciation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, in 2020, all bets are off. I mean, but here, you know, 2 years ago, we were saying, you know, 2018, look for that to be the recession.
I know, they always say that.
And interest rates.
So no one really goes beyond, that I listen to and read, goes beyond 2 years. That seems to be kind of a safe bet, looking, projecting forward, okay, what do we think is going to happen in the next 24 months? Well, we don't see any, what they sometimes refer to as a black swan event that might trigger, say, changing from a seller's market to a buyer's market, or, you know, as prices might, you know, maybe even dip. But it's kind of safe to look ahead and go, well, maybe not in 18 and 19, but in 2020. Right. So we keep pushing it forward. That's what's really interesting.
Well, the interesting thing about the economist, that quote, is it kind of makes sense if you're buying a house that's appreciating, you know, 5 to 8% or more, because the kind of house that you're potentially buying, let's say $1 million house, going up
5%, that's $50,000.
Yeah.
Can you save that much in a year?
Yeah, exactly.
You might be
well, 20%
falling
of
behind.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, and and somebody who's, you know, like a, let's say a,
that's right, 20% of it, of course.
You know, a Michael Jordan, you know, athlete. You know, he makes so much money, but he's not looking at $1 million house.
Right.
So he can save $50,000 in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Someone who's going to be buying $1 million house, how easy can they save that extra $50,000?
Yeah. Well, and also that quote has to do with the entire country where, you know, I don't know what the average price is in this country anymore because I work here, but like if it's $250,000.
Yeah, but then for someone who wants to buy a $250,000 house, if it goes up $12,500, how easy is it for that person to borrow an extra 12 or save that much extra money?
Yeah.
It's not that easy.
Yeah.
So how's your fourth quarter shaping up, Patty?
Well, I mean, it's seasonal. It's really hard to tell. We're always going, oh dear, is it the market or is it just seasonal? And it seems like it's slowed down more than usual right now, but we still...
Well, the holidays seem to always
It is the holidays, and we still have kind of strange, you know, why did X house get 3 offers and Y house is sitting there? No rhyme or reason sometimes, but...
Well, it's the same thing. Now, for Pacific Private Money, you do loans.
Yes.
How is it the same sort of thing you're finding?
Well, no, actually, our loan request volume has actually gone up quite a bit. We had our lull in the summertime. We had a couple of months there, August and September, that was actually slow for us, unexpectedly slow. And then now we're serving a number of clients that are in a rush to close by the end of the month, which would be end of November, and then it looks like going into December again. It's funny, the last several years, December has been one of our busiest months because you get a lot of people who want to create a close a transaction by year end. And I'm not just talking commercial, which is a lot of commercial.
Kind of typical,
It's fairly typical that you want to get it, book it in the year. But even primary residences, it's amazing how many people will be closing in December. And the calendar is being kind to us in the real estate business this year because we've got that both holidays, Christmas and New Year's, are falling on a Monday. So we have two long weekends back to back. And, you know, many people will take a 4-day weekend, maybe Friday off, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But you can really, if you're in the real estate industry or us in the lending industry, we can really push through the holiday period and close transactions without like a midweek break, which really kind of messes things up when you're trying to record a real estate transaction.
Yeah, I wonder, and I have to go back to my rules on this, but people who want to close a primary residence, if they're paying you points up front for a short-term loan to purchase,
right? They can
write that off.
Yeah, it's deductible in the year.
In the year that they pay it. Maybe that's one of the reasons why they want to do it
possibly in
that year. Tell you what, we're going to cut to our second commercial break. When we come back, we've got a couple of interesting emails regarding the fires in the Northern California, mostly
indeed.
Santa Rosa. An email actually for each of you regarding that.
Okay.
So one in the lending part and one in the actual real estate part. Second trivia question. What were the New England Patriots named prior to the 1971 season? Does that make sense? That question?
Okay.
They're now called the New England Patriots. What were they called prior to 1971? That's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190. Again, if you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that five-pack tanning certificate, which has got to be worth over $100. Pretty good. They have all kinds of great services there. Again, last time I'm going to ask this question. What were the New England Patriots named prior to the 1971 season? All right? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
You know what I love more than anything? Having that summer glow all year round. Tan Bella Tanning Salon just opened their third Bay Area location in San Rafael. They aren't your run-of-the-mill tanning salon. They've put a modern twist on tanning. They have cutting-edge equipment that can actually turn back the hands of time by removing fine lines and wrinkles using skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella's two San Francisco locations have been voted top salon in the Bay Area for the last 10 years and best of City Search and Yelp. They have advanced levels of UV, including high pressure, which is like the Ferrari of tanning beds. They offer customer airbrushing and automated spray tanning. And let me repeat, they are going to take away your wrinkles with their skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella offers single sessions, packages, and unlimited monthly memberships that start as low as $29 per month. For first-time visitors, they have a buy one, get one free, and an additional 30% off by mentioning The Best of Investing. Just visit tanbella.com. They can't wait to meet you.
You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms. But do you know where the real estate is located?
At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and Patty Cohen of Pacific Union International. Second trivia question. This is a sports question. What were the New England Patriots named prior to the 1971 season?
I actually am not certain of this answer, so I'm just going to guess. Boston Patriots?
That's what they're called, wow. The Boston Patriots. Ah. That's correct. Remember when Jim Plunkett came out of Stanford? He started with the Boston Patriots. Very good. You're 2 for 2.
Nice.
All right. Email time. So, Mark, question comes up. Do you see any opportunities from the Northern California fires?
Well, there is going to be a silver lining for many businesses. And I hate saying that because this was a horrific, horrific event that just so many people are still suffering and will suffer for time to come.
Yeah, a long time.
You know, if not at least the next year, some of them several years. But the fact of the matter is that there are industries that serve the construction industry, and there are companies like Pacific Private Money that help finance rebuilding, construction, rehab, et cetera. And so, of course, we're paying very close attention to this. In fact, we are looking to raise additional capital at Pacific Private Money for the very purpose of making ground-up construction loans in Sonoma County. So we are very much prepared for what we expect to see as demand for alternative sources of financing to help rebuild. Now, I've got an article with me that I'll share a little bit later that comes from the Sonoma Business Times that talks about how banks and other government agencies are getting together to work on what they hope will be a quick rebuild. But I happen to know from experience, and particularly my experience during the foreclosure crisis, when the banks talked a big game about helping people in foreclosure, and then we're really at the end of the day nowhere to be found. And I don't expect to be it quite that drastic this time around. But the fact of the matter is that there are going to be people who will not be able to get bank financing when it comes time to rebuild.
I mean,
and companies like Pacific Private Money will be there to help.
Yeah, I mean, I guess trying to think of like an example. Either they were underinsured, or they decide, hey, I've got a big check from the insurance company, but I want to build a bigger house.
Well, they're still going to have to bank qualify. I mean, you know, even if your insurance, let's say the insurance proceeds pays off the existing mortgage that's on your burned out home, and now it pays off the bank, so you probably don't get any insurance proceeds net of the payoff of your bank loan, but you own the lot now free and clear.
Yeah.
Now you have the opportunity to go out and look for financing or financing assistance or both. And if you're self-employed or you've got unreliable sources of income or you're newly employed elsewhere, the banks are still going to look at your ability to repay.
Yeah.
That's by law. That's a Dodd-Frank statute. Ability to repay is on the books. So not everyone will be able to get a construction loan from the local community banks.
And if the person whose house burnt down decides they're going to leave California, they'll sell the lot to somebody else
to a contractor or a real estate investor who will look to build a spec home on that. There's going to be a lot of that activity. I mean, quite frankly, people that I know who are close to people in the situation already know of many who have decided not to rebuild and who will be selling. And so there'll be buyers that we will be looking to fund, namely general contractors, because those are the most the most credit worthy in terms of their ability to finish a home that they start.
Yeah,
maybe not so much those who are going to be taking advantage of an investment opportunity. There will be a few speculators coming in, and that's going to be the downside of this whole thing. The speculators who run in there, tie up properties, make promises to the homeowners who are selling, but are not really in a position or have the experience to do ground up construction.
Yeah, I would think that there'd be some people who aren't going to build just because of the sheer horror that it's like buying a haunted house in a way. You know, they just don't want to deal with it.
Well, you know what? A lot of people, unfortunately, even if they want to stay, their checks are not going to be big enough. Because say you're sitting in a 50-year-old house, and it depends. Do you have a replacement cost based on, you have to, when you build, you have to based on today's codes and all that.
Yeah, older insurance policies don't necessarily have code upgrade coverage, replacement costs.
Right.
Home construction costs have gone way up. Materials are way up. Cement's up. Wood is up. So it's really, that's one of the reasons why you don't see a lot of home building going on today. It's one of the reasons why some of the subdivisions that failed 10 years ago are still not being built to this day. They don't pencil out.
Well, also, you know, in lieu permit fees, park fees, you know, all these permit things.
Well, those are promising to streamline.
I'll
share an article with you in the next segment about that. But anyway, Pacific Private Money will be there to help. And for more information, if you or someone who would like to know what your options are when it comes to construction loan financing, we can be reached at 415-883-2150 or go to our website, pacificprivatemoney.com.
All right. And Patty, we have an email here. It says, I've heard about price gouging regarding renters during the Santa Rosa fires and how it's not allowed. It's against the law. Mm-hmm. But are there any such laws regarding selling your house?
Well, let me tell you, I've heard about price gouging, too. And I can tell you that the realtor community is on top of it. We don't want to see people suffer. And we've seen it in Sonoma County and we saw it in Novato. A lot of people are going to Novato.
Yeah.
And we saw properties right out of the gate, like within 2 or 3 days. Properties that were on the market for rent, and say they were at $4,000 a month. The next day, they're at $7,000 a month, and identified them and said, "You know, that's illegal."
You're allowed to go up 10%.
You can go up
10%,
and usually that would be within 60 days. But because it's been declared a state of the state, and that it's not just around here; it's in the entire state. In some cases, where it's a state of emergency, so it goes through April, it doesn't apply. You can't kick out a tenant and then raise your rent. But if you're, it only applies to, if you just come on the market tomorrow, you can ask whatever you want. But if you were trying before that day,
and advertise
you
before,
can't do it.
Now, selling your house, though, you can sell, you can ask whatever you want.
Supply and demand.
You can't fool the market when it comes to selling your house. So you can hold out hope. Now, that doesn't stop people from going, well, I'm just going to go ahead and add, you know, $200,000 to the price of my house and see what happens.
It's nasty.
Which is, you know, take the advice of your realtor when it comes to pricing. Yeah. I've seen a lot of homeowners make the mistake that they think they can fool the market. I've dealt with flipper clients who've borrowed from me who couldn't sell their home, and they made the mistake of overpricing it. It's in the Bay Area, what seems to work best, in my experience, and for my clients who are borrowing money to remodel and flip houses, is price it under market.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all supply and demand, and it just depends on the neighborhood and the price. And
you'll get what it's worth.
When.
You'll generate
excitement.
It's
going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out. But I mean, I've heard so many, like Novato's really hot right now. A lot of people are getting out of Sonoma County. Yeah. They're going to Novato, but it hasn't come south that much that we've seen. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens in 2018, 19, 20 in terms of the Bay Area, Sonoma, Napa, Marin County.
How do people get a hold of you if you have questions about buying or selling real
estate? And by the way, I wanted to offer listeners, I've got I mentioned that San Francisco Jazz Center economic forecast. I'm happy to send that to whoever, as well as a full report drilling down county by county. So it's Patty Cohn, 415-722-4842. And my email is Patty, PATTI.Cohn, C-O-H-N, at PACUnion.com.
Great. All right. Last trivia question here. Which month's name is derived from the Latin word for eight? They only have 12 chances, right? Because there's only 12 months in a year. Which month's name is derived from the Latin word for eight? 888-912-1190. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
You're invited to share in our uplifting celebration of togetherness and community this holiday season at Transcendence's Broadway Holiday Spectacular. From the creators of Broadway Under the Stars comes this inspiring holiday spectacular featuring performers from Broadway shows such as Wicked, White Christmas, Les Miserables, and many more. Packed with holiday favorites, showstoppers, and modern twists on some of the season's most heartwarming songs. Reserve tickets now at BroadwayHolidayShow.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Honf and Patty Cohen. Third trivia question was, which month's name is derived from the Latin word for eight?
I'm going to go on a limb here and say August.
That's what I was thinking, because the eighth month, but...
October.
Yeah. Like octagon. Yes. Okay. Right, Mark, you got two out of three. That's okay.
Not too bad.
All right. You have an article you want to share with us.
Well, so a local publication, the North Bay Business Journal, this past weekend, wrote an article, and I know many of the Bay Area listeners and readers probably don't have the benefit of seeing some of these local articles that are written about the fires and what is being done in real time right now to help and assist those who want to rebuild. And there's an article titled Rebuilding Quickly by Avoiding Log Jams. And it goes to say, Coffee Park, one of the most publicized communities that suffered major losses in the recent wildfires, is moving closer toward a viable plan to rebuild. Though there may be confusion among residents who lost homes during the recent fires about how to rebuild, architects and builders are confident that Coffee Park can be rebuilt in record time, providing residents take an active part in the process. So this is not a guarantee that it's going to happen, but what's really nice about what this article goes into great detail is that there's already been a formal group put together, Redwood Empire Firestorm Recovery Committee, headed by architects, attorneys, and other officials, as well as leaders in the market. They're basically saying we're in a race to keep people from a breaking point and leaving. So what they hope to do is actually have a record recovery effort. They want to beat all former disasters in terms of recovery and rebuilding. Now, there's a lot to this, and it takes a team effort between builders, architects, and the government to be able to get together. And the gist of the article is they hope to identify a team of builders who will help do a mass rebuild, and companies and financial institutions that will help with the financing. They want to work with insurance companies. So it's going to be really interesting, and it's extremely complicated. If they pull this off, it'll be amazing. And of course, we hope they can. Now, this is just Coffee Park, which is a neighborhood that lost 2,000 homes. Hmm. Now, there were 5,000 homes that were lost in Sonoma County, including a lot of custom homes in the Fountain Grove area and other areas and outlying areas of Santa Rosa. And those are some of the rebuilding projects that we think at Pacific Private Money will be coming to us for inquiries about construction loan financing. And in fact, one of our contractor clients, who's a repeat borrower from Pacific Private Money, already approached us to say that he built many of the homes in the Fountain Grove area that burned down, and he's in contact with many of those homeowners and has already been calling me to make sure that we're on board to begin underwriting construction loan applications. Now, there's still a lot to happen, and as my contractor or our contractor client had told me, the heat was so high in some of these neighborhoods that you're talking about infrastructure damage to everything from septic to sewer to streets and curbs and gutters that may have to be replaced. And you can't just clear the lot and rebuild. You have to remove the old foundation because the heat cracked the concrete. And so the concrete is now no longer suitable for rebuilding the same house on top of that foundation. So there's an awful lot that goes. There's, you know, there's no quick fix on this, but I'm really happy to see that here's one organization that has been formed to tackle this problem and this project head on. So more to come.
Okay, very good. Let people know, like, what does Pacific Private Money do? I mean, we know that you provide loans because you were explaining that, but from an investment standpoint, give us like a deal of the week. Explain, you know, what your company does.
Well, I'm going to answer the question this way. Pacific Private Money is a Bay Area based alternative real estate finance provider. We're alternative to the banks. We're the lender that you approach when the bank says no, or if you don't have enough time to consummate a real estate transaction using bank or conventional financing. We rescue a lot of deals that fall out of conventional financing, and we also help people who maybe they can't get bank financing today, but within a relatively short period of time, say 1 year, they will be bank financeable. So we'll help them buy today, capture the property, and then they can pay us back. Since all of our loans have no prepayment penalty, they can pay us back whenever they are able to get bank financing. And we get a lot of our loan requests through realtors and mortgage brokers who are working with clients. So if you're a real estate professional out there and you've got a client in a situation that bank financing is not an option for any number of reasons, give us a call because we can pretty much tell you over the phone within minutes if it's something we think we can help with. Now, where do we get the money to make the loans that we write? Well, we get our money from private capital, hence the name of our company is Pacific Private Money. And that private capital is from mostly Bay Area residents, although we have investors from out of state as well. But the vast majority of our capital comes from Bay Area residents. We will have funded $100 million in loans in 2017. That's what we're on pace to close the year at. And that's all private capital from both our mortgage pool fund, of which we have over 100 investors in that fund, as well as individual note investors. Those people who are experienced in investing in trust deeds and like the product that they see from Pacific Private Money. So those are two ways you can invest in what we, Edward and I, refer to often as mortgage investing, either a mortgage pool fund or an individual note. You can expect to earn on average around 8%. This year on your money. The rates have trended down over the last couple of years. A couple of years back, you could still, you know, oftentimes get 9 to 10%. Now, 7 to 8% seems to be more the norm for a quality, well-secured, strong borrower, note secured by a recorded deed of trust. So for more information, do give us a call at Pacific Private Money. Go to our website, pacificprivatemoney.com, or call 415-883-2150. Now, quick deal of the week.
Yeah, sure.
So we are doing a loan. Now, this is actually in Southern California. I'm going to give you the just in broad strokes. The parents want to help their son and his wife and their young family buy their first home. And they are going to provide them the down payment by way of offering up the equity in their free and clear home. So we are making it's a little over $1 million to purchase the home. That's the price of the home, $1 million. We're making them a $1 million loan. They have a little bit of money to come in with closing costs, although there's so much equity in this deal, we could have made them literally a 100% financed home, including closing costs. We're cross-collateralizing the parents' home, which is worth $600,000. So we've got a well-secured loan of $1 million secured by $1.6 million in collateral. Once the buyers of the home, the son and his family, are in there for 6 months or longer, their mortgage broker assures us that they will qualify for a conventional finance loan to take out our loan.
That does sound like a pretty good quality loan.
Yeah, so it's and we've done versions of that type of financing before, where maybe a family is living in a home that has tons of equity. but they can't easily tap that equity to buy the next home, which oftentimes forces someone to sell their home, move to temporary quarters, and then take that money and use that for a down payment on their next home, which in this market in the Bay Area is just like, it's crazy. You really can't do that. I mean, but moving twice is insane. And, you know, thanks to the tight rental market, I mean, good luck finding a place to move temporarily. So we can help them by providing up to 100% target purchase price financing if they've got plenty of equity in their home that we can cross back on. And just so you know, banks don't do cross-collateralized loans. So that's something that's unique to private, to the alternative finance industry like Pacific Private Money. So for more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com.
All right, don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back with some closing comments. Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Patty Cohen. Can't tell the players without a scorecard. Okay, so Patty, you wanted to talk a little bit about taxes.
A little politics to end of the day.
Politics and taxes.
Right. I mean, there's things that are, you know, we don't know where this tax plan is going to end up, but it has dire implications for Californians.
You mean Trump doesn't like us?
Doesn't like us. California. No, he doesn't.
Filled with fruits and nuts and really doesn't matter at the end of the day because we don't have any clout because we vote at the end, because we're later. Everybody knows this, right?
June primaries,
so,
right?
You know, it's kind of like doesn't matter what we think, but if right currently the maximum you can deduct, it's pretty much a donation, the maximum you can deduct for your primary residence is $1 million.
Okay.
Now, the proposal is for that to be $500,000. Now, for the rest of the country, it really doesn't have a lot of impact, so they're not hearing a lot of squawking.
Yeah.
But in California, it's very, very common to have $1 million loan.
Well, plus, aren't they thinking about getting rid of the state tax deduction?
Exactly.
Right, and state taxes in California are huge. That's an important deduction. In fact, for our investors into the Pacific Private Money Fund, if they're out of state, let's say maybe they reside in Florida, they don't pay any state taxes, they have to file taxes on that California income, and if this bill passes, they won't be able to get a credit for that on their federal return, which is actually going to make investing in our fund not as sexy for out-of-state investors.
Good
which
point.
Is really a bummer. So it's not going to help those in California who are raising capital doing private syndications. So
they get a credit, though, against their Oh, wait, if they're in Florida, there is no...
Yeah,
but if they're
no
in Connecticut,
right,
they can get a deduction on that. But still, it's better to get a federal one. Yeah.
Yeah, there's dire implications just because our price ranges are higher. So I really wanted to encourage people to contact your representatives and make it known that this is not good.
Yeah, I wonder how much that'll affect the actual real estate market.
It
will because people...
It will.
Won't be buying as high a price. I mean, that's one of the problems I see that with certain states that have super high real estate tax percentage, yeah. you know, 2% or more, is it really keeps the prices way down. Because it's just too expensive to own a home.
Well, you know, there's so many variables that go into California home pricing. And certainly if they start removing some of the tax benefits, like deductibility of property taxes, deductibility of home interest, deductibility of junior liens, deductibility of second homes, all of these things seem to be up for grabs whenever Congress gets together to talk about tax reform. But it's just interesting that coming from a Republican administration, for those of us in California, you know, who may not have voted Democrat and are fiscally conservative, now all of a sudden seeing that this is going to impact our pocketbooks in a very negative way, and maybe even our real estate prices, it is concerning. The good news is that it hasn't happened yet. It's been put forth by the House. The Senate's going to have their own version. Then it's going to have to go through the remainder of the process. It'll be really interesting.
And why does the government need more money?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me why.
Exactly. And really, seriously, it hasn't happened yet. So for listeners out there, contact your representatives.
Well, this is going to put less money, in theory, in the coffers, as many automatically presume that these are tax cuts that are going to come dollar for dollar out of future revenue streams. But it's discounting the idea that trickle-down might actually work in some cases. So again, that's another topic.
Okay. Before we cut out, give out your information again for people in the audience who want to get a hold of you. Patty, how do people get a hold of you?
So I'm Patty Cohn at Pacific Union International in Marin County, 415-722-4842, and patty.cohn, C-O-H-N, at pacunion.com.
And Mark, if people want to talk about loans?
Yep, I'm Mark Hanf. I'm president and founder of Pacific Private Money. I've got a team of people waiting to talk to you about loans or investments. Go to our website at pacificprivatemoney.com or call us 415-883-2150.
All right, here's our thoughts for the day. It always seems impossible until it's done. And you were born with the ability to change someone's life. Don't ever waste it. I like that.
Very nice.
Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.